Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Sechas Kelim, Perkei Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chosas Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Rav Andrew Zivik Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. Now, next to Mishnah is discuss the yoke, which is placed on oxen, and its whole complicated device connects them to a wagon that they're going to be pulling. So we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different parts of the yoke and this contraption, and whether or not they're Makabel Tumah on their own. So Mishnah Dalet tells us Hatameim Shabagala, the part of the wagon, really this whole contraption attached to the oxen meant for pulling the wagon. All the different parts that are Makabel Tumah are the following. Ha'oil shel mataches, a metal yoke. The yoke is that long bar that's placed on top of them. V'hakatrav, this is the crossbar that keeps them connected to the yoke. V'hakanafayim ha'makabos sartsuas, the kanafayim, which literally translated are wings, but it's really two curved extensions at the end of the crossbar if they have holes in them and they're meant for threading straps through. Also, v'habarzel shetachas tzavri behima, the curved metal bar, which is underneath the neck of the animal. That's another part that helps connect it to the yoke. Hasoymech, this is a ring of sorts that's meant for attaching the wagon to. Hamachger, this is the chain which basically connects that metal bar underneath them to the yoke which is on top of them. Vatamchuyos is a metal plate of sort that's right underneath the yoke. The yoke rests on it, and this tamchuy, this plate, is on the back of the animal's neck. Vahinbal, this is the clapper of the bell. The bell was on the animal's neck, and the clapper inside of the bell is what makes it actually ring and make noise. Vatsinoira, and a hook of sorts. This is also something connected to the wagon, holding the load in place. And Masmar Mechabras Kulon, any metal nail which connects any part of the wagon or the yoke. All these are makabel tumah even on their own. Now onto Mishnah Hey, hatoharin shabagala, the tar parts of this whole wagon yoke contraption. Ha'oil hamitsupa, if the yoke was made out of wood but only coated with metal, or ukanafay masuyus lunai, these wings or these curved ends of the crossbar, if they're just meant for beautification purposes and they're not meant for threading the straps through. Also ushvayfars hamashmiyas sakol, different tubes that make noise. These are basically thin metal tubes that are used as wind chimes. They're attached to the yoke or to the crossbar, and they make just a very delicate tinkling sound. They're not nearly as loud as the bell, so they're really just there for decoration, not for anything else. And these small lead balls that would hang down on the sides of the animal's neck, those are also for decoration. This is the metal rim around the wooden wheel. It protects from chipping and cracking and breaking. Hatasim, these are metal sheets of sorts. They're attached to or hung from the yoke, also for decoration. Vatsifuyim, different metal plating that's on the wagon and around this entire thing, also made for decoration. Ushar kol masmaris, all other nails that are just for decoration. Tahirim, they're tahar. On to something else, nothing to do with the wagon, but having to do with animals. Sandalei behema shel matachos tmein. Sandalim are usually sandals, but this is referring to shoes that were placed on the animal's foot. So if they're made out of metal, they're makabel tumah. Why is that? Because soldiers on the battlefield who didn't have cups would remove these shoes off the animal's feet and fill them with water to drink out of them. However, shel sham, if they were made out of like wood strips or reed, tahirin, they're not makabel tumah. That's because they're not used as drinking cups. On to discuss a sword and a knife that became so rusty that they're not able to be used. So that means they're not in makabel tumah. Hasayif me'im sa makabel tumah, a sword that was rusty. When is it even makabel tumah? Meaning at one point in its fixing up process do we say, okay, now it's a regular clean same makabel tumah? Mishishufenu, once it's smoothed down, meaning once the rust is removed. Now hasakin, a knife, that's not enough. It can't just be that the rust is removed. Mishashchizena, it has to be sharpened, and only then it's even makabel tumah. We're going to stop it for the day. Epic of the Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more discussions. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.